This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Eddie Greer, your host for this Kansas State sports podcast. Football, fall sports, round the corner, less than 50 days away from K-State, Iowa State, in the Aer Lingus football, college football classic out there overseas in Dublin, Ireland here. As your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here on this Sunday, July 6th. in the right area, you know what I'm saying? July 6th, 2025. For whatever reason, my brain's still in June. But, folks, we just celebrated 4th of July. So, we're still on the backside of this holiday weekend here, coming towards the end of it anyways here. So, everyone, K-State Nation, has had a safe holiday weekend here, obviously. And I just saw, before we get into this recruiting update of the podcast here, I did see... towards the end of the F1 race, I'm not turning this in an F1 podcast, but K-State, looks like K-State freshman women's volleyball checking in to their dorms, folks. It's on Instagram, folks. K-State sports. I don't know how long this was ago, probably yesterday. So the freshman checking in. Obviously, we have not talked volleyball much, but we'll get around to that. Part of that fall sports package, obviously, third year, Jason Mansfield, obviously, going to be Newcastle characters, obviously, obviously, women's basketball, I'm getting all twisted up here on this Sunday, obviously, on the women's basketball, you have to get used to Noah Aoki Lee, even though we all know the ups and downs of that journey. Aaliyah Carter, that's what I wanted to get to there. No Aaliyah Carter. How to get used to that without her over there on that side of the coin as well. So I just wanted to bring that up here as well. I did see that after the F1 race came final just half hour or so ago. I am recording this on just before the official lunch hour here on the show. And of course, all July episodes, unless something very, very, very important breaks, I'll hop back on the mic and I'll bring it to you here in Kansas City, Missouri here, obviously. So there's that little update. Yeah, so recruiting, yes, Kansas State, been filling out their 2026 roster, not 2026, yeah, yes, 2026 roster. Recruits, I should say, and in the latest commit, Kansas State getting Tucker Ashford. This was a couple of days ago from our experts over there on 3. And, yeah, K-State, it seems like they took a little bit of a break. The recruiting staff, anyways, and they're back at it again, trying to, once again, fill their we're not talking about this fall, obviously. This fall is already set, ready to rock and roll, obviously. We've talked about that, and me and Alex... we'll start diving into that. I had to move before scheduled hand, because looking at my work schedule and my recovery schedule this week, having to move our anticipating first episode of July over to the backside of this week. So having to do that, having to move things around a little bit there as was. I don't know what this person's doing. try. People watching, folks, while I'm recording, just, yeah, try to change, is that bird not hurting you? Come on, man, what are we doing here? Leave that bird alone. But anyways, Tucker Ashford, the latest commit, the K-State, Ashford was more, obviously, K-State offered him, this has been an ongoing recruitment. According to On3, this actually started last June. So, hey, so an official June appearance again. So, yeah, we're in July, folks. July 6th, recording this podcast here. This will come out later on tonight. And, of course, I did pre-record the men's basketball alum as Purple Rain. They're going to be up here in KC. I'm going to try to make plans to get up there to see the alum trying to get pursuit of that $1 million. I'm not going to explain more because I pre-recorded that, like, what, 2 weeks ago? That's going to come out tomorrow night. So I'm going to have that scheduled out there. This will come out tonight. So I'm not going to play around with anything else like any other episodes like that. I do have one more other pre-recorded episode, but I know I recorded pre-rain. I know I covered the Purple Rain episode. Yes, they're back. They're going to be up here in Kansas City, Municipal Auditorium, to begin their quest to try not to get knocked out early. But I have more. I recorded that episode, not this past week, but last week. So I'm going to get that out. That's going to be tomorrow night's episode. So I'll get on that there as well today, at some point today. Have that set, all set up for tomorrow night here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, 80 grade to 3rd, here on this July 6th, episode 2025. Yeah, so this recruitment started last summer. And finally, fast forward to July in the heat 2 days ago. And Buddy Wyatt, the defensive ends coach, and Chris Kleiman, they have gone again. You got to go again. You're not going to talk. Obviously, all the podcast, including all the K-State podcasts, said it. NIL. All this money going around, all these athletes moving around the carousel year after year. You're not happy, you're going to have to move somewhere else. This is what it is now. And Buddy Wyatt and Chris Kleiman went over heels to try to grab Ashford, and he did so. And it was made. Now, again, signing period, I don't know. And I don't know the official signing. Let's see. Summer / fall signing period, but Ashford committed to K-State just 2 days ago there. And so, and they being in touch with Tucker Ashford there, as well as Tucker made trips to Stanford and Vanderbilt as well, along with Houston, yep, Illinois, after his trip to Manhattan there as well. So, again, and we're just going to keep on rolling with these offers here. We ain't offering him, but other offers that he received, including Duke, Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh, Maryland, Memphis, North Texas, Tulsa, Baylor was in this mix as well. So K-State beat out two Big 12 opponents. Baylor, who's on the schedule this year for K-State, and Houston. I don't think Houston, maybe I'm wrong on that. I don't think Houston's on the schedule for K-State this year, but they beat them there as well. So that's good on that one. And of course, again, reading this from the On Three, before hopping on this podcast, Wyatt's relationship with Ashford also helped. Again, if you have good relationships with your recruits, I mean, hey, it's not guaranteed, obviously, again, with the NIL and all that other stuff, but again, trying to stay up to date with that, with the recruits and their process and whatnot, can go a long ways to nabbing them at the respective schools. And we get Tucker Ashford there. And Ashford is the number 17th commit in this 2026 K-State football class there as well. And yeah, K-State's been eating up. And yeah, by speaking of Baylor in Houston, K-State's been nabbing recruits from the Lone Star State down in Texas. So that feels good a little bit. Despite K-State laying an egg last year against Houston, Houston to have repeatedly said on this podcast, but that loss, cannot get over that loss there. You know you're the better team. You just, obviously, you can't play the game on paper, right, when it comes to college football, obviously, right, because any given Saturday, we've seen some crazy stuff over the years of college football, whether it's going against K-State related or outside of K-State or outside of the Big 12. It's just crazy. Crazy stuff's happened, right? So, but yeah, getting these guys, and you might throw in Texas Tech in there, yep. And even though they're not a Big 12 school anymore, Texas, yep, beat them at their own game. So definitely feels good to get another athlete in the state of Texas this time, in the person of Tucker Ashford, defensive end there from Texas there, from Fort Worth, Texas there, a couple days ago. So the 17th commit in a for the 2026 class for the K-State football team. Again, less than 50 days away from K-State, Iowa State in Dublin, Ireland, and a farm again overseas there as well. We know the story of K-State, Iowa State last year there as well. And again, me and Alex Aiden over at Podbean app, Greer 380's podcast, we will start breaking down this roster, this current roster. We're not looking toward 2026 here. That's ways out there right now. Focusing on this year's roster, and we're probably going to be getting on a defensive end, because we all talk, honestly, has been on, including our podcast, has been the offensive side of the ball. I think we're going to start on the defensive side of the ball there as well, and we'll go from there as we get you countdown to the Kansas State football season in 2025. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. Remember, chance to record K-State content. Again, make sure you are subscribed, like, hit the alarm bell, type of post content daily. Yep. Daily, including throughout this 4th of July holiday weekend. Y'all be first to be notified about it. And of course, continue to spread the word to your fellow K-State friends about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.